Welcome to our podcast. We are going to be discussing K-pop. I'm Meg Russo, and I'm beginning with the history of K-pop. Although K-pop has universally gained more popularity in recent years, roots of K-pop can be traced all the way back to as early as 1885. K-pop has also called Korean popular music genre originated in South Korea. K-pop began with a missionary named Henry Appenzeller. He taught American and British folk songs to children. However, he replaced the original lyrics with Korean ones instead. Although this eventually came to an end because these songs were banned by the Japanese under the rule over Korea, this ultimately began the phenomenon known as K-pop today. These banned songs were called Chanango. The next rise of K-pop occurred in 1992, when the first K-pop band was formed. The band called themselves Seho, Taihi, and Boys. As a band, they combine elements of American rap, rock, and techno into their music style. This particular band's success is considered to be a turning point for Korean popular music. After this, many other bands seem to follow in its footsteps, such as Daewoo, H.O.T., and RURA. Ultimately, K-pop became a global sensation with the song and video Gangnam Style. This is the most viewed video on YouTube and topped the charts in over 25 countries. This shows how Gangnam Style started a trend many were soon to follow. Now today, bands like BTS, EXO, and Big Bang are well-known boy K-pop bands. During 2012 alone, 33 male groups along with 38 girl groups formed and debuted. Since 2012, many more have formed. Each band has their own style and fan base, making it unique. However, each adds to the large number of K-pop band communities that have been created. Next, Mia is going to be speaking.
Hi, I'm Mia Montanez, and I'll be talking about the influence of Western culture on K-pop, the logistics and structure of the bands, and the popular groups. K-pop is a musical hybrid incorporating parts, elements, and traditions from countries including Korea, Japan, Latin America, and the United States. K-pop mixes its traditional Asian-influenced sounds with the outside influences of Western culture. Some scholars go even deeper in recognizing the tremendous impact of traditional African-American sounds, such as rap, hip-hop, soul music, and rudimental upbeat rhythms that have influenced the music of K-pop. K-pop artists and groups such as BTS, CL, and Big Bang have achieved great success for the use of hip-hop elements in their music. Because of the added mainstream hip-hop rap, beats, and sounds, it has increased the international viewing of K-pop, especially in the United States. K-pop bands have a much different structure and upbringing than the traditional American band or boy band. For one, the average K-pop group has between 4 to 6 members, with the exception of BTS with 7 and TWICE with 9. Moreover, K-pop groups are made up of members who are all the same gender. Groups of mixed gender are very rare. Traditional American and English bands are usually made up of 4 to 5 members, some with mixed gender. In most K-pop groups, there is a group leader. The leader is tasked of being the face of the band and given the most responsibility. Their most important task is to take care of the other members, to motivate the group, and to represent them in various ways. They are usually bilingual in order to speak during international interviews. Furthermore, comes the job of the vocalist, which is split up into 3 categories. First, there is the main vocalist, who often gets a lot of lines to sing in the song, sings the most vocally challenging parts, and has the strongest voice ability, and most likely to receive a solo part. Second is the lead vocalist, who during verses usually sings before the main vocalist, basically leads into the song, and often sings the chorus, backed by the main vocalist. Lastly is the sub-vocalist, who supports both the main and the lead vocalist, and gets the least amount of lines to sing. Next, we have the rappers of the group, which is broken up into 2 parts. The main rapper gets most of the rapping parts and is supposed to be one with the best technique and rapping skills, followed by the lead rapper, who usually begins rapping parts with subpar rapping skills, to the main rapper. We then have the main dancer, who is expected to have great dancing skills, focuses less on singing and has fewer parts during the songs, and will get solo dance parts. And then the lead dancer, who will lead the group and dance in the front, but who is also dancing and sometimes singing. As for a band's aesthetic and image, comes a subunit. A group that has a lot of success might create a subunit. The subunit will consist of smaller number of members, between 2 to 4 people, and is often created to release music in a different language, like Mandarin and Japanese. The members chosen for the subunit are most likely to be the most popular members of the group and might be made up of different K-pop groups. For the image side of the band comes the visual, who is, simply put, considered the most attractive of the band members and is likely to be one of the most hired to like endorse products for commercials and ads. Lastly is the maknae, who is always the youngest member of the group. The maknae does not have a special task. They are just the baby of the family. Maknaes have made names for themselves for being the complete opposite and even the most charismatic of the band, and usually have the highest social media following. Today we can see the multitude of K-pop artists and groups which have formed. Only a percentage of them have actually made it big. The most famous group seen today is BTS. Their music has traveled to the United States, where they have made performances for the first time at the AMAs. They've been featured on The Ellen Show and even collaborated with Steve Aiko, American house musician. One of their most popular songs titled Mic Drop. This 7-member band has won the hearts of their fans since they made their first release in 2013 and have now climbed up the ladder of success by being the first K-pop group to win the 2017 Billboard Awards. When they have their tours, their tickets are sold out within minutes of being posted. The fan base for BTS is called ARMY, or A-R-M-Y, meaning Adorable Representative MC for Youth. They are the definition of ride or die and would fly anywhere to see BTS. Jin, the oldest member, went into the jungle of Indonesia where only natives live to film, and he saw a group of fans riding out on a boat to watch him film. He commented that this was the first time he realized their international popularity the group had gained. A popular trend within Korean bands is having bilingual members so they can translate to release album debuts in other countries. For example, EXO was the first Korean-Chinese boy band. Having the variety of members allows for a bigger fan base. BTS similarly focus on Japanese translation. However, within many of the bands, they do tend to sing in English as well. Here's Khadija.
Hi, I'll be talking about the international influence, especially in the US. Over the years, K-pop has increasingly become more and more popular in not just only America, but also all over the world. With each group showing their individuality and uniqueness in their style of music, choreography, and concepts. Each boy and girl groups in K-pop is known as idols. What makes them stand apart from America's boy and girl groups is that K-pop idols display a variety of different talents and abilities possessed from each member in the groups. K-pop idols start off as trainees for a various number of years before they actually debut with a group or on their own. This is something you wouldn't really see American artists do. Before Psy spread K-pop to America, idols first started to become a thing in Korea during the 1990s from a trio group Seol, Taji, and Boys. Their music style was a mixture of Eastern and Western styles, such as having American pop music with Korean lyrics. This really changed how music was made in Korea to what it is now, also paving the way for the current idols to continue growing and expanding on this style of music and taking it and making it their own. With stylish outfits and eccentric choreography going along with each different concept. Because of Seol, Taji, and Boys, their style of music opened up many doors for the next generation idols to other countries. This was the start of the spread of K-pop idols in the Korean culture. In 2012, Psy with his song Gangnam Style became popular all over the world, especially in America with his upbeat song and comedic choreography. Due to this song, this was the start of the influence K-pop had in America and becoming better known outside of Korea. Over time, it eventually died down when the song became no longer popular in America. However, Gangnam Style allowed more people to be introduced to different styles of K-pop and groups. In 2017, K-pop had a big impact worldwide and became increasingly popular in America through a boy idol group, BTS. Last year, BTS had huge success in America, with them being nominated for the top social artists, along with a few other American artists, and being the ones winning the award at the Billboard Music Awards. Them winning the award brought more attention to the group in America, with more people wanting to know who they are on the social media outlet, which then led them to receive lots of interviews with U.S. news outlets and guests appearing on talk shows such as The Late Late Show with James Corden, Jimmy Kimmel Live, and The Ellen DeGeneres Show. This allowed them to share more to America on who they are as artists and a little bit more of the K-pop world. They even broke records on the Billboard's 200 at number 7 with their album Love Yourself, Her, and the Billboard Hot 100 at number 67 with their song DNA. BTS had opportunities of collaborating with groups such as The Chainsmokers, Zedd, Designer, Ansel Elgort, and lastly, Steve Aoki for a remix version of their song Mic Drop. 2017 was the best year for K-pop, bringing together American and K-pop artists together to make amazing collaborative songs while spreading the K-pop influence to America and at the same time bringing the American styles back to Korea. Next is Theresa.
Hi, I'm Theresa Nain, and I'm going to be talking about the K-pop in other countries than America and Korea. Since K-pop's start in the late 1800s, there have been many different branches off of K-pop in other countries, including Japan with its creation of J-pop, Taiwan's Taiwanese pop, Turkey's Turkish pop, and Pinoy pop in the Philippines. Just to name a few. Each follows the initiation from Korea to use westernized music techniques and instruments with native language lyrics, similar group style, and choreography. Examples of J-pop can be traced back to the 1920s, but began gaining momentum in the late 1960s and the early 1970s. However, J-pop is not the upbeat style we hear today, and instead was the quote-unquote pop to the standard of the time. For example, here is Mr. Suwon Hiroshi with You Are My Life, performed in 1967, following the popular style of the time using westernized instruments such as trumpets, saxophone, and bass. K-pop is such a phenomenon that it has become a worldwide sensation, reaching every continent with its catchy pop beat and mesmerizing choreography. The music has become such a worldwide interest that it is not uncommon for the K-pop members themselves to be from other countries than Korea. A perfect example of K-pop's group diversity is the group Blackpink, which consists of 4 members. Rosé was actually born in Australia. Jennie is from the Netherlands. And Lisa is from Thailand, leaving Jisoo as the only actual member from South Korea. Other groups contain members from over 10 other countries, including 9muse's Sierra from Toronto, Canada, and FX's Victoria from China. This concludes our podcast. We hope you enjoy.
Thanks so much for watching. We hope you learned a little bit more about K-pop.